Good Thursday morning, folks. Welcome to another Black Sheep Befriended with your host, Rick Sherwood. Here, I guess it's going to be very quiet this morning. Here, Rick shares his insights on life, living, and how to keep things in balance.
I don't want to throw you off.
Thank you.
Okay.
His insights come from his years as a psychotherapist.
Are they truly insights, or are they just hard lessons of the left bumps and bruises and carnage in their path?
Well, I think I'll let that be determined by the listeners.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Okay, I think I'm from his years as a psychotherapist and his many, 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 many life experiences. Hence the bumpy learning stuff.
There's been a few bumps.
Anywho.
Perfect.
If you want to reach us, you can find us on Facebook for Black Sheep Rebranded. You can email Rebecca at rstherapygroup.com.
And you might as well just stop there. So just email Rebecca because, you know.
Because I am the all-important person who will get back to you.
You are the one who holds this podcast and this part of my life together for sure. Absolutely.
Perfect.
Well, there you go. So we'll just leave it with, you know, just email Rebecca at RS Therapy Group. If you have thoughts, comments, ideas, contemplations, or something that you want to hear, or you want an idea of, or, you know, you want to come and talk to us, whatever it is, just email Rebecca at rstherapygroup.com. And, well, you know what? She will get back to you.
I will, because that's all I do all day is get back to emails. Mm. Okay, and now, here's Rick.
You also do a lot of editing. You do a lot of other stuff. You don't just answer emails.
Here's Rick.
All right. Thanks, Miss Rebecca. Thank you for that beautiful Thursday welcoming. And you know what? You know, we talked about my conversation with Emma on Monday, and I've thought lots about. That's what I do is I think, as I explained to an aunt and uncle I was visiting last week, and I said, you know, like it's like there's a few hundred or a few thousand bullet trains of thoughts rattling through the brain. And going in different directions, different ideas flowing in and out. And, you know, this whole idea of negativity and people and blaming people instead of looking around and going, you know what, we are a bit of the common denominator. And so, you know, the song we're going to wind out with very much speaks to the fact that, you know what, you know, don't blame me. But we're going to start off with, Whitesnake, Here I Go Again, which was a huge hit back in the '80s. And yes, I remember the '80s cause I was alive and I remember them quite clearly. And it's funny because Here We Go Again, came out in 87, which is the year of my first marriage. And there's so many things from 87 forward that, you know, I've done, you know, Here I Go Again, because, well, this is the pathway that I know. And so this is the pathway that I stay on. And isn't that so true, folks? You know, as he just sang, always searching for an answer. Not quite sure what the question is, but, you know, I'm always searching for an answer. And that would sum up my first marriage. Looking for an answer, wasn't sure what the question was. Wasn't sure what the honest question was. Because quite honestly, I couldn't do anything with it. And so that notion has been, you know, part of my journey. It's been part of a journey of reactionary things versus, what would the other way to put it be? A consequentialism process. The older I've gotten, the further I've gone through life, the more that I've looked, I've been, well, what is my question? What is my destiny? What is my destiny of desire? What is my destiny of hope? What is it? Well, because I didn't do that in the early years of my life, and I didn't do a real hard consequentialism and go, huh, how does this play out for me long term? How does this do this? How does this? How does? And so fundamentally, when we don't do that, then, you know, I can pick this song right back up wherever it is. And honestly, ironically, that was, again, me just picking the song back up wherever the song happened to be without any great planning. Here we go again. That is a lot of what, you know, we were talking about on Monday, where we are the ones who continuously do things. And so because we're the ones who continuously do things, we don't stop and think about, why do we keep putting hope? Why do we keep putting, you know, all of this desire? Why do we do the things that we do? Why? Well, because here we go again. As an individual, we have these tendencies. And so our tendencies are created. And I think tomorrow's podcast is going to beautifully round out this week, because we're going to be talking about self-talk. And you know, let's wait and see where that conversation goes. But authentically, and I mean truly, we have tendencies, and the tendencies are both genetic and things that we've learned. Things that we've learned from our life. So when we think about what it is that we need, we are doing it always from this perspective of history teaching us, and then here we go again. We think we change, we think we evolve, but to truly change and evolve means we have to really be questioning so much. And that is something that seldom actually happens. What happens all too often is we sit there and we go, oh, it's all right. It don't matter. Well, we'll kind of change a little bit. But yet we get into these ruts, these patterns of a behavior where we just go, well, you know, it is what it is. And then we complain about it. Talking to a young lady here not that long ago, you know, the second she was saying out loud words like, I'm not happy in my marriage. I'm not sure if I should stay in my marriage. I'm not sure if. And with each and every one of those words spoken out loud in a room, she couldn't take them back. They were no longer just in her head, led her to doing impulsive things to go, I can't do any of that. Because if I do, my world's going to crumble. Yep, your world would definitely change if she had fallen through on some of the things she was saying. Absolutely, no doubt, her world would have changed. Would it have fallen apart the way that she thought that it would have? Maybe, maybe not. But the fact is it would change. And because it would change, what did she do? She went, oh my dear God, I can't do that. I can't do this. I have to redo this stuff. And therein lies problems. And I mean that sincerely, folks. Therein lies problems. Because what we do is we talk about who we are. We talk about the world around us. And what we don't ever do is talk about the ineffectiveness, the things that don't go well. And are they ours or are they somebody else's? And so when we take on the identity that other people throw out, and I mean this sincerely, the Serenity Prayer, you know, it saves my bacon day in and day out. And when I say that, I mean that sincerely, because what happens is I sit there and I go, okay, but the Serenity Prayer simply is, if you can do something about it, do it. If it's not yours and you can't do something about it, leave it the hell alone and walk away. Learning to do that means that you also have to learn to do that with what's coming at you. And so when it's coming at you, that makes it much harder, because the people who are talking to you are generally people who you respect. And so, or that you fear. So quite honestly, it's usually one of those two things. And so when they're talking to you, you either respect or you fear it. And so then how are we going to be in a position to truly and honestly do anything with any of this stuff? And I step back again. How are we to honestly do anything with any of this stuff? Because we're sitting there day in and day out, and we're lying to ourselves, and we're saying, well, we have control. We have. When in reality, we have control over very, very little. And not only do we have control over very little, if anything, we have huge influence, but we ignore the huge influence that other people have towards us. And because we ignore the influence that other people have on us, then that makes us change directions quickly. So, what do I mean? When we change because of the influence, we get an idea and an identity of what we are. My identity growing up was anybody really nice would never want to date me or go out with me because of the negativity and the things that were said around me about me. So therefore, what did I do? I impulsively reacted to that. I didn't sit there and go, I didn't ask any questions. I just went, all right, this is it. You've heard those sayings about being a rebound girlfriend or being a rebound boyfriend or being a rebound partner or spouse. Unfortunately, for a lot of people, both their personal lives and their professional lives are nothing but a continuous set of bouncing rebounds. So this happens, this influences you. So therefore, you bounce, you just go in a different direction. And then whatever you hit over there, you just bounce in another direction. And whatever you hit over there, you just bounce. And if you don't hit anything for a long time, you're just going because of that initial bounce, that initial input. So I have a sister-in-law who's worked at the same factory since the mid-80s. And so, you know, you do the math there, people. That's a long time. And so, and it was one bounce, not, hey, is this my life? Is this whatever? It's just took the job, stayed there, never changed. Happy? Who knows? But the fact is, there was never a bounce. There was never something that occurred. Where my first wife worked at the same place, and, you know, when they came along and they said, well, no, you have to learn this or you have to, then she just accepted the redirection of that bounce. All right. So my sister-in-law, who's, as far as I know, still works there, you know, she went there and they said, okay, you now need to learn these machines. And she said, no, I'm afraid of those. I'm going to stay just doing what I'm doing. And there was a lot of fighting about that, but she ended up being able to stay. And so she has done basically the one job her entire life. And so as she's done that, right, that she fought that initial, you know, influence that, no, you need to bounce. Where my first wife, she said, okay, I'll learn that. And so every influence that came along for her, it was, okay, I don't mind learning that. Yeah, I can learn that too. Perfect. Count me in. I'm all over learning that one as well. And so it's that idea of those changes and those changes being okay. So again, think about what I'm trying to say here. All the influences that we have in our lives, right? They're the bounce. They're the, you know, like playing racquetball or playing, you know, anything where you even playing golf and you get a bad bounce off the fairway. It doesn't matter when you take that shot or you're playing hockey or soccer, that ball bounces. That puck bounces off that. Everything is an influence. And in life, that is us. And so here we go again, is blindly ignoring the ideas that there is influence. And so when the influence comes along, we have a choice. So again, my first wife, she went from one job to another job, looked at another influence, going another direction, ended up, you know, being a very successful, quote unquote, IT professional from the initial job that she had was a factory worker. And so from that factory worker, she had the influence and the domino effect that led her to be an IT manager and to have a successful career. The other person resisted every single influence and every single bounce and went, I'll be happy just right here. Just leave me alone. We all, myself, Rebecca, Sherry, everybody, we have the ability to either resist the influences that are around us or to look at them as an opportunity to grow or an opportunity to learn or an opportunity for something, but that change is inevitable. And this is one of the things where, again, going back to, you know, the negative self-talk that we're going to talk about tomorrow, and the stuff that we were talking about with Emma on Monday, we're having the understanding that what we need to do is we need to understand that we are influenced every single day by countless people. We're influenced by music. We're influenced by the people we interact with. We're influenced by where we live. We are influenced by so many things. Most of those influences have no absolute control over us. Most of the things that we have in our lives, we have absolute control over very little. Influence is the most powerful thing that actually happens to us all the time. And so when we, you know, get caught up in our own heads and we get caught up in this idea that we must absolutely have this control, we must have these absolutes, we ignore the most beautiful thing that happens. Influence. And often while we're running, because I've done this, you know, I can say with absolute certainty that, you know, most things in my life, I'm very, very, very happy for the way that they worked out. But, you know, there's this one time back when I was a teenager and I wish I had actually listened to my mom for a huge influence for what would have been a huge change and a huge directional change potentially in my life. And I really wish I had listened to her for that, because if I had, my life today would be unrecognizable from what it ended up being. And when I say that, I don't say that lightly. I say that with absolute sincerity. My life truly, completely, and absolutely would look differently. And yet, in that difference, in that varying thing, you can't go back. You know, we can't turn the clock back. But what I can do is I can go, do I really assess the influencers around me today or not? And I try very hard. As a kid, as a 20-year-old, I didn't. I spent a great deal of time ignoring and just going, no, 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 I must run, I must react. And if we can take the time to actually learn to do it a little bit differently, what we will learn is that we can sit there and we can do something very different. And what we can do, truly and completely, is have a different life, have a different idea, because we're going to have a different influence. And so, with that, Rebecca, any thoughts? I always want to ask, because, you know, as I've said before, right? She's sitting over there, the eyebrows are dancing away, and she's, you know, contemplating, and you can see the gears, and you can see the motion.
I think a big thing is, like you said, like thinking about the influences, the influencers, and mm-hmm. whether to fight against them mm-hmm. or to listen to them.
Yeah.
And so you need to assess that. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And both my sister-in-law and my first wife will both, I'm sure, say that they've had very good working careers. One resisted that bounce, resisted that influence, right, to change directions within that factory. The other one said, all right, sure, I'll take that on. Ah, I don't mind. I can go. Ah, sure, we can go in that direction. And continued to excel and propel herself forward in countless different ways. And so one was very adaptable to the influencers around them and to the nudges and to the pushing forward. The other one very much resisted change. Doesn't make either one of them right, doesn't make either one of them wrong, but it does give a very stark and very simple way of looking at the influencers around us, and what we do with them will deeply impact the rest of our lives.
Fascinating.
And so, like I said, you know, if I go back to the 80s, 1984, the summer of 84, if I had listened to my mother, my life today would likely look very, very different. Very different. However, I didn't. And so here I sit with the life that I created. And that influence, again, if we look back in the dominoes, right? And I'm not saying that I, you know, sit here lamenting and worry every day. That's not what it is. What it is just simply sitting there going, okay, this influence, this input, what will it do? How will it shape my life, my world? Will it allow me to reach the greatest potential that I could have, or would it do some other weird and wonderful thing? And so, should we do this? Should we turn left? Should we turn right? What is it that we should do? Well, you know what? Let's turn to Brothers Osborne, It Ain't My Fault, and think about all the influencers, because these guys talk about a whole bunch of domino influencers at the beginning of this song. You gotta love the guitar, don't you? You just gotta love it.
Thank you.
Well, it ain't my fault, folks. You heard it from the brothers Osborne. Well, guess what? It is. It's whether or not we're listening. It's whether or not we're participating. It's whether or not we're doing the things that we need to do. And the influences around us, including our own thoughts, where these thoughts come from, we have to stop and learn to reassess them. That, believe it or not, is what therapy is all about. That is what being a black sheep is all about. That is what these podcasts are all about. They are about reassessing who, what, where, when, and why we are the people that we are. But let me just reassure every single one of you. Damn it. Proud of who you are. Proud of who you are, tuning in, challenging all the thoughts, ideas, and contemplations that make you one of the many who is turning into this podcast. So again, thank you very much for making Black Sheep Rebranded the podcast that it is. And on behalf of Sherry, Rebecca, and myself, we welcome you again and thank you to Black Sheep Rebranded, where we are hoping to inspire some change and some reflection within you. Y'all take care. Chat again very soon. Like, I don't know, maybe 24 hours or 30 hours from now. We'll be back with a round table. Chat soon.